When troops are looking for car bombs, they'll be using Missouri technology. Lincoln University is helping soldiers in the Middle East survive. It's also helping those who return survive. The historically black college in Jefferson City is heading up suicide prevention research, laser-based detection of unexploded ordnance and IEDs, landmine detection training improvement, and a Missouri multi-threat detection initiative. If it sounds complicated, it is. Math professor James Rooney has been working with the Department of Defense and the military.
Certainly a lot of just handheld detection training and retraining, fatigue, soil properties, moisture differences, clay, sand, all those affect that detector in different ways that we're finding some very interesting things that will help make sure it works the way it's supposed to and not blow a soldier away unnecessarily, which we obviously want to avoid. And so that's another thing we do there.
Lincoln President Carolyn Mahoney says the college was founded for and by Civil War soldiers, and continuing this tradition is important.
And as we now roll forward and have grown and I think prospered over the years, we're delighted to offer the array of military-related research that you were introduced to today. It gives us great pride. And we want to continue this work because not only does it help keep our soldiers safe, keep us safe, but it also, of course, serves to improve the scientific infrastructure of our campus and helps us to attract youngsters to the STEM disciplines, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Senator Bond, who helped secure funding for the project, says the fate of our young men and women in harm's way is directly related to the work being done at Lincoln. Jessica Machetta, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.